जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोदर्शित। हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस से भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की, इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य बीपीटी फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोदर्शित। हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नमाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की, निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरियस, ऑल ग्लोरियस, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्राये सुभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी, कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 9 एंटाइटल्ड ध्रुव महाराज रिटर्न्स टू होम, टेक्स्ट नंबर 11। भक्तिं मुहु प्रवहतां त्वयि मे प्रसंगो, भूयाद् अनंत महताम अमलाशयन्तम् येनाञ्जशोऽल्बणं भुरुव्यसनं भवद्भिम् नेसे भवद्गुणकथामृतपानमत्ता भक्तिं मुहुप्रवहतां त्वयि मे प्रसङ्गो भूयादनन्तमहताम् अमलाशयानां येनाञ्जशोऽल्बणं गुरुव्यसनं भवाद्भिम् नेशे भवद्गुणकथामृतपानमत्तः भक्तिं मुहुप्रवहतां त्वयि मे प्रसङ्गो भूयात् अनन्तमहताम् अमलाशयानां येनाञ्जशोऽल्बणं गुरुव्यसनं भवाब्धिम् नेसे भवद्गुणकथामृतपानमत्तः भक्तिं मुहुप्रभतां त्वयि मे प्रसङ्गो भूयादनन्तमहताम् अमलाशयानां येनाञ्जशोऽल्बणं गुरुव्यसनं भवाब्धिं नेशे भवद्गुणकथामृतपानमत्तः माताजी त्वयि मे प्रसङ्गो भूयात् अनन्तमहताम् अमलाशयानां येनाञ्जशोऽल्बणं गुरुव्यसनं भवाब्धिं नेशे भवद्गुणकथामृतपानमत्तः वर्ड् टु वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग् भक्तिं डिवोशनल् सर्विस् मोहो कान्स्टेण्ट्लि प्रवहताम् आफ् दोस् हु पर्फार्म् त्वयि अण्ड् टु यू मे माय् प्रसङ्गः इण्टिमेट् असोसियेशन् भूयात् मे इट् बिकम् अनन्ता ओ अन्लिमिटेड् महताम् of the great devotees, amala ashayanam, whose hearts are freed from material contamination, ena, by which anjasa, easily, ulbanam, terrible, uru, great, vyasanam, full of dangers, bhavabdhim, the ocean of material existence, Nesse, I shall cross. Bhavat, your. Guna, transcendental qualities. Katha, past times. Amrita, nectar. Eternal, pana, sorry. Amrita, nectar or eternal. Pana, by drinking. Mattaha, mad. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Dhruva Maharaj continued, O unlimited Lord, kindly bless me so that I may associate with great devotees who engage in your transcendental loving service constantly. As the waves of river constantly flow, such transcendental devotees are completely situated in an uncontaminated state of life. By the process of devotional service, I shall surely be able to cross the material nescient ocean of material existence, which is filled with the waves of blazing fire like dangers. It will be very easy for me, for I am becoming mad, to hear about your transcendental qualities and pastimes which are eternally existent. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bhari Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki. Purport. The significant point in Dhruva Maharaja's statement is that he wanted the association of your devotees. Transcendental devotional service cannot be complete and cannot be relishable without the association of devotees. We have therefore established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Anyone who is trying to be aloof from this Krishna Consciousness Society and yet engage in Krishna Consciousness is living in great hallucination. For this is not possible. From this statement by Dhruva Maharaj, it is clear that unless one is associated with devotees, his devotional service does not mature. It does not become distinct from material activities. The Lord says, Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti ritkarna rasayanah katha. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 25th chapter, 25th verse, only in the association of pure devotees can the words of Lord Krishna be fully potent and relishable to the heart and ear. Dhruva Maharaj explicitly wanted the association of devotees. That association in devotional activities is just like the waves of incessantly flowing river. In our Krishna Consciousness Society, we have full engagement 24 hours a day. Every moment of our time is always busily engaged in the service of the Lord. This is called the incessant flow of devotional service. A Mayavadi philosopher may question, you may be very happy in the association of devotees, but what is your plan for crossing the ocean of material existence? Dhruva Maharaj answers this, that it is not very difficult. He clearly says that this ocean can be crossed very easily if one simply becomes mad to hear the glories of the Lord. Bhavat guna kataha, for anyone who persistently engages in hearing the topics of the Lord from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrut, and who is actually addicted to this process, just as one becomes addicted to intoxicants, it is very easy to cross the nescience of material existence. The ocean of material nescience is compared to a blazing fire, but to a devotee, this blazing fire is significant because he is completely absorbed in a devotional service. Although the material world is blazing fire, a devotee, it appears full of pleasure. Vishwam Purna Sukhayate. The purport of this statement by Dhruva Maharaj is that devotional service in the association of devotees is the cause of development of further devotional service. By devotional service only is one elevated to the transcendental planet Golok Vrindavan, and there also is only devotional service. For the activities of a devotional service both in this world and in the spiritual world are one and the same. Devotional service does not change. The example of mango can be given here. If one gets an unripe mango, it is still a mango. And when it is ripe, it remains the same one. But it has become more tasteful and relishable. Similarly, there is a devotional service performed according to the directions of the spiritual master and the injunctions and the regulative principles of Shastra. And there is a devotional service in the spiritual world rendered directly in association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But They are both the same. There is no change. The difference is that one stage is unripe and other stage is ripe and more relishable. It is possible to mature in devotional service only in the association of devotees. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Saritam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhesha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna So I would like to seek blessings of all senior Vaishnavas So that I can speak on Srimad Bhagavatam for my purification and for the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we are reading from Canto 4, Chapter 9, Dhruva Maharaj returns home, text 11. Dhruva Maharaj continued, O unlimited Lord, kindly bless me so that I may associate with great devotees who engage in your transcendental loving service constantly. As the waves of river constantly flow, such transcendental devotees are completely situated in an uncontaminated state of life. By the process of devotional service, I shall surely be able to cross the nascent ocean of material existence, which is filled with the waves of blazing fire, like dangers. It will be very easy for me, for I am becoming mad, to hear about your transcendental qualities and pastimes, which are eternally existent. So when I was preparing for this class and this word, performing devotional service in association of devotees was coming and again, whatever references I was going through. And I was feeling so unqualified to speak on this topic because whatever may be the reason, most of the time the core practices of devotional service like chanting, honoring prasad, So I am out of the association of devotees. There could be many reasons for that, but I felt that Krishna might have given this verse so that I can take that seriously and take the association of devotees seriously and practice devotional service in association of devotees. So yesterday we heard from Madhav Gopur very nicely explaining how the sum and substance of all the pastimes of devotees that culminates into the prayers and that's the whole purpose why the pastime is depicted the prayers are the actual essence why the whole pastime is depicted and the essence is given in the prayers which is for our knowledge and the guidance for us and the ways how to practice devotional service And he also mentioned about the various like 82 plus 80 different kinds of prayers mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. And then also we heard like how the happiness derived from practice of bhakti, especially through the process of hearing and chanting, is much better than the Brahmananda. And finally, he concluded with that, although the practice or the happiness which we derive through the bhakti is much better than Brahmananda, but to practice that bhakti alone is very difficult task. As Prabhupada very clearly mentions, if someone tries to do that without the association, that's just like a hallucination. So, to practice bhakti alone is a very difficult task. So, we have to practice it in association of devotees. So, today we will like to discuss about how association is important. What is association? Then, why this association of devotees is important? What are the struggles in to be in association of devotees and how we can resolve or overcome those struggles? So what is association? Prabhupada mentions in one of the purport that association is like breathing. That means it is not an extracurricular activity, but it is necessity. If you do not realize how we are dependent on devotees, this is false ego. So, very heavy statement by Srila Prabhupada to understand how association is such an important activity like a breathing. Without breathing, we cannot live. So, without association of devotees, we cannot be living or survive. So, that is the importance of the association of devotees. So, their association could be like into asat sangha and sat sangha, both the ways, positive and negative. Asat sangha is like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very strongly recommended not to practice asat sangha. Asat sangha tyaga yai vaishnavachar. So we have to be very intelligent to discriminate between asat sangha and sat sangha. Like there were two pots. One was made out of mud and one was metal pot. And they were quite a good friends and they were put into the river. And because of the current, they started flowing. Now the copper plot or metal plot, he thought we are so good friends, so better hold him so that we can go together and not get affected by the currents of the river. But the mud pot was trying to get away. And then the metal pot said, "Don't worry, I will hold you and manage. So why you are so fearful?" So mud pot said, "I'm fearful because in both the cases, because of currents of the river, you stuck me or I stuck you, I am going to get broken. So it's intelligent, I should be away and you should be away." So we have to be intelligent enough to understand what is asatsanga and satsanga. It's not like always if we are together, it's going to benefit us. Even if we are together, if it's not benefiting, we should take a decision to keep a distance. If it's benefiting, then we can go together. Swasat sangha tyaga yai vaishnavachar. When it's not benefiting to practice devotional service, we have to be intelligent enough to take away ourselves from even devotee association. And if not, if it's helping, we should associate and practice devotional service nicely. And for satsanga, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, for asat sangha also there are two important things are mentioned in purport by Srila Prabhupada. Asat sangha, one is stri sanghi and one is non-devotee. So stri sanghi is very clear, stri sanghi associating with unwanted women, and non-devotees is like four different categories: atheist, mayavadis, sense gratifiers and non-devotees basically. And in Satsanga, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions in one of the bhajan, Ohe Vaishnava Thakur, that Chaya Satsanga Deho Yamara Bosechi Sangera Ashe. See, the Vaishnava Sangha means these six activities to be done in association of devotees. That is, association is to go to an assembly of devotees and to invite devotees into one's home. And then to discuss and hear devotional topics and to take the Mahaprasad of devotees and offer Mahaprasad to devotees. So devotees association could be taken into these six ways. As mentioned by Rupa Goswami in Upadeshamrut, Dadati Pratigranati Guhyam Akhyati Prachyapti Bhungte Bhojete. So this is the nice verse which explains about the how we have to associate with the devotees. Then in Srimad Bhagavatam 4th Canto, also it's mentioned about the Sadhu Sangha or association of devotees, which means always engaging in Krishna consciousness by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and by acting for Krishna. So again, association means chanting together and acting for Krishna, doing devotional service. So association could be, like especially here now, word association is meant for spiritual association or association of devotees. Now we are not talking about Asat Sangha or non-devotee association. We are talking about a devotee association. So association could be Vapu and Vani, which is like mentioned by Srila Prabhupada in many of the purport, that Vapu association is directly serving the personality, either a pure devotee, a spiritual master, or maybe a lord. And Vani is like from hearing from the pure devotee or the spiritual master. As Chaitanya Charitamrita explains very nicely about Bhakta Pada Dholi, Bhakta Pada Jal, Bhakta Bhukta Vashesha, Ehi Tina Mahabal. To get personal, or the Vapu association means to get the dust from the lotus feet of the devotees, or to get their Charanamrut or their Uchista, which can purify us, or personally serving them. That's a personal or the Vapu association of devotees. But Srila Prabhupada many a times condemns this, not like denying that or it's not important, but that's not only the important thing. And he gives very nice analogy about this bed bug and a devotee, that how bed bug is most closest to the person, but what he does, he just take out the blood, choose the blood of a person and just give trouble to the person. But that association is not important. He is physically most closest, but giving trouble to the person. So we should not take like Vapu association means like giving trouble to the spiritual master or a devotee. We should be in association of devotees whenever it is available, but we should be in a mood always to take their Pada Dholi, Pada Jal, Bhakta Bhukta Avashesha, and in that way get their mercy. So, and Vani association is more important than Vapu association. That is mentioned by Srila Prabhupada in many of the purports. And he very clearly says, just follow my instructions. By that, you can get pure devotional service. So Vani association is most important. Even we heard from many of the His Holiness Radhanand Swami Maharaj's lecture that yesterday or day before, devotee was explaining that when someone asked Maharaj, Maharaj, can you give me some personal instruction? So Maharaj said, all my instructions are there in a class. Yeah, Madhav Gopur was mentioning yesterday, like he was preparing like hours together to give a class in a yatras, or whenever he gives Bhagavatam, he prepared for hours together. So his whole mood and instructions and whatever things are required to practice devotional service, they are there into the classes. So in that way, the Vani association is very important association. There is also one more example. When one of the time Srila Ramanacharya, he was on the shore of ocean. Basically, he was close to the water source and he saw the fishes there. So he took his food and whatever the maha, he just threw into the water. And immediately the fishes got 400 form and they liberated to Vaikuntha. So the devotees got bewildered. So they thought like, for years together we are practicing and trying to serve spiritual master, still we are not getting any test in the holy name and service, or never to think about getting 400 form and going back home, back to Godhead. And these fishes, just by little Uchista they got from pure devotee, they got directly 400 form. How it is possible? And then Ramanacharya mentions that because they're so non-envious and non-duplicious, they take this Uchista or Mahaprasad without any discrimination. And because they have not discriminated it, they just eat without any thought process or any negativity, they got elevated. And because that was a Mahaprasada pure devotee also. But usually from our side, whenever such kind of blessing or mercy comes in the form of Mahaprasada or association or other things, we always try to discriminate, find faults and our negativities come in the mind. And that's the reason why even there is an association in the form of Vani or Vapu is available, we don't take it in a proper spirit, or we are not able to get that mercy from that association. So this is what the association is. Now we will speak little bit about why this association is important. As mentioned in Prabhupada, there are various points in purport which are mentioned. So we'll go one by one. So in association, one becomes perfectly pure in heart. So if we see the fourth canto, where the section of Prithu Maharaj and then Lord Shiva comes and instructs and glorifies. Lord Shiva, Rudra Gita is the instruction to Prachetas here. Lord Shiva instructs to the Prachetas in 24th chapter, where he says, Syat Sangamo Anugraha Esha Nasatava. He mentions that, I think, that your real benediction will be to allow me to associate with such devotees. He prays to the Lord that by seeing the Prachetas, and he offers wonderful prayers and glorifies them and say, dear Lord, if you give me association of such devotees, that will be a greatest benediction to me. And he glorifies, and in today's purport also we see that one becomes advanced in one's Krishna consciousness by associating with devotees. We can see the example of Yudhishthira Maharaj. Like when he was supposed to send into the forest for 12 years, for Agyatvas, 12 years forest and then Vanvas and then one year Agyatvas. So when he was leaving from his city, all the residents of the city, they requested Yudhishthira Maharaj that we want to come with you. Yudhishthira Maharaj very clearly says, see, I am going to the forest and you all devotees, sadhus, will come with me, then I will not able to maintain you because there I am not a king. So we five brothers with mother are just going, so we will not able to maintain you. We will not able to serve you nicely, so please don't come. But then still sadhus insist, Yudhishthira Maharaj, no. Without your presence here in this city, we don't have to do anything because we can't leave your association. And they were very desperate to go with Yudhishthira Maharaj. And they followed. Then further pastimes, Yudhishthira Maharaj gets Akshay Patra and everything, and then sadhus followed Yudhishthira Maharaj. And even in the forest, when Yudhishthira Maharaj was with the sadhus and constantly hearing spiritual topics from them there. And here, Duryodhana, when he was not associated with devotees, but always with the Karna, Shakuni and other non-devotees, he was always trying to somehow to give trouble to Yudhishthira Maharaj. And one time he thought of showing his prowess and such a big kingdom and his whole shaurya. He went with whole army into the forest to show. And somehow that was the day when Gandharvas were there and they attacked Duryodhana and then they captured him. And the news went to the Pandavas. Bhima was very happy. Like what was supposed to be done in the future, let Gandharvas have done now only. So it's good news. Then other Pandavas also supported that. But then Yudhishthira Maharaj, because he was constantly in association of devotees, hearing from sadhus, he had a different thought process. He suggested, see, we have to go and relieve Duryodhana and all the Kauravas. Because when we are outside, we are 105 together. Maybe inside we are 105 different. But when we are presenting to the world, we are 105 Kauravas together, Kurus together. So that was the consciousness of Yudhishthira Maharaj. Even at that situation, he could think of helping Duryodhana and cooperating. So that is how one's consciousness is advanced when one is associated with the sadhus or the devotees. And even in association, one's Krishna consciousness or bhakti gets mature and words of Krishna becomes fully potent and relishable to the heart and ear, and one can easily cross over material existence by hearing in association. So this is what Prabhupada speaks in purport repeatedly, how in association one's Krishna consciousness gets matured. So there is very nice analogy given by one of the devotee that when many stones with a very rough structure, they are packed into the drum or a tiffin, and when they are together and then drum is rotated, then it's very difficult for all the stones to be together because they have very rough structures, their shape is completely like this shape. So when we move the drum, they strike each other and there is a sound and there is a lot of ghrshan, a lot of trouble to the stone. But if they continue remaining in the same position, allow themselves to hit each other, slowly when drums keep on moving, a time comes when after constant ghrshan, they become little smoother, and finally they become very soft, smooth, rounded. And now if we move the drum constantly, still they are not hitting each other, giving any trouble to each other. Because the process of purification has done, but that is possible only when they stay together inside the drum. If anyone wants to get out of that, that means the process of purification, the maturation will not happen, and he will remain as he was rough before, with all anarthas, with all bad tendencies. And he may think, oh, I am not getting troubled here, I am so safe, I am so peaceful. But anarthas inside cannot be removed unless he is in an association of devotees. So the purport which says a Krishna consciousness or bhakti gets mature and words of Krishna becomes fully potent and relishable to the heart and the ear, and one can easily cross over material existence by hearing in association. So that's how the association is so important to get purified or to get mature in the spiritual life. Then another effect is also mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam 4th canto only, where the verse comes Tulyanam Tulyam Lavinapi na Swargam na Punarbhavam, where it is mentioned about by association of devotees one get liberated. Even moment association with a pure devotee cannot be compared to being transferred to heavenly planets or even merging into the Brahman effulgence in complete liberation. For living entities who are destined to give up the body and die, association with pure devotee is the highest benediction. So here Srimad Bhagavatam explains about that, how a lava matra sadhu sangha, association of devotees for even a moment is so important. Prabhupada speaks very elaborately in the purport about how this association of devotee even for a moment is so important. Like one nice story also comes in Puranas. But one time Narada Muni asked this question to Lord Vishnu, that what is the meaning of this word, verse lava matra sadhu sangha? How it is important, our moment of association can change the life of a devotee. So Lord Vishnu says, he explains about the specific place where water is, pond is there and the fishes are there. And he says, you go and ask this question to the fishes. And then Narada Muni went there and he went and he saw the fishes to that specific place where Lord has mentioned. And as soon as he went there, just as soon as Narada Muni comes, he started asking the question, what's the importance of this verse, lava matra sadhu sangha? And fishes saw him and they died. So Narada Muni was bewildered, what has happened? So he just went back to the Vishnu and again asked, my dear Lord, I am not able to understand, what is this? What's the meaning of this verse? Instead, I asked the question and the fish died. Then Lord said, it's okay. See, go now to the specific place and you will find a cow. You explain, you ask this question to the cow. And then Narada Muni, as per the instruction, went and asked the cow, what's the importance of this verse? What's the meaning of this verse? Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha. And then cow dies. And Narada Muni gets more bewildered. What is this? And then he again comes to the Lord and asks, what is this, my Lord? As soon as I ask the question, Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagavan Ki, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki. As soon as I asked the question, the fish died, the cow died, what is this? Lord said, it's okay. Now you go and ask this question to this specific person. And then Narad Muni was bewildered now. He was thinking, if I go and ask, he may die. And then actually he goes and he asks the question and the person dies. And now he cannot tolerate and he goes to the Lord and says, my Lord, I don't want further explanation. You please explain now. I can't go more ahead. And then Lord said, see, by your association, just by movement association, that fish got your association and he transferred into the cow. He got a cow body. And by your movement association, same fish who was transferred into the cows, he transferred into the human body. And by your moments association, and then the further story in different version is explained how the person goes to the, these are two different versions, to the Brahma, Vishnu, Yamaraj, Brahma, then Shiva, and says what's the importance of the association. And all together goes to the Lord and they say, ki, because of moment association, we all together, Yamaraj, Shiva, Brahma, has to take you back home, back to Godhead. So that's the importance of the association of devotees. So, by association of devotee, one gets liberated. Then another verse that explains about how by association with the devotees, real devotion and devotional service to the Lord begins. In Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, it is explained about Satam Prasanga Mamavirya Samvido Bhavanti Ratkarna Rasayana Katha Tajoshana Dashva Apavarga Vartmani Shraddha Ratir Bhakti Anukramashyati. Where it's explained, in the association of pure devotees, discussions of the pastimes and the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and to the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service to the Lord begins. So this is how the association of devotee is important, which takes us to real devotion and devotional service. The special verse come here, Anukramashyati. One by one, the progress happen. So devotee makes this progress step by step. In association, he develops the Shraddha, he starts performing activity service to the devotees, and that service is the manifestation of love. Whatever love he feels for the spiritual master or the devotee or the pure devotee, that is expressed in the form of devotional service or service to the person. So this development of spiritual consciousness or devotional service mood is slowly, anukramashyati, it happens slowly, Shraddha, the service, Rati, and then Bhakti, like that. So, we'll see how this love is expressed in three different levels. First, love is expressed to the God or the spiritual master or the pure devotees by surrender. So, this love is manifested towards a spiritual master or towards the pure devotee or towards God in the form of surrender. As Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Vrindavan and he was finishing his pastimes in this world, when his disciple asked him the question, Srila Prabhupada, how can we please you? So he explained very nicely, like with one statement, you can show your love by how you cooperate. So love can be expressed by cooperation, love can be expressed by service, and to the Lord or spiritual master or pure devotee, it could be expressed by surrender. And then how love can be expressed towards the equals? The love towards equals is expressed through intimate and respectful friendship. Like we can see by the example of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, many times whenever he speaks with his god brothers or whenever he receives the phone calls of his god brothers, he is very sensitive to always say, like one devotee was very nicely explaining that His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj was there and he called Maharaj, and Maharaj began with, "Please accept my humble obeisances, dear His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj." So he deals with his god brothers so respectfully, with such a intimacy and with such a respectful friendship. So love with the equals is expressed with the respect and intimate relationship. We can see the example of even Prachetas, where like for years together they did tapasya without conflict, without any other problems. They just stayed together, did austerities and pleased the Lord because they stayed in association for a long time. And love towards the juniors or the needy people is expressed or manifested in the form of compassion. So, since I took this because today is also a coincidence, yesterday as Madhav Gaurpur explained, Srila Prabhupada landed into the USA. So today is the day when Srila Prabhupada landed. So it's a nice opportunity to speak about Srila Prabhupada's compassion. So we will not discuss all the details, but few pastimes which very elaborately explains about the Srila Prabhupada compassion, like how this love, like slowly from surrender, then intimate association with devotees, and then compassion manifest one by one. So Srila Prabhupada, one time he was in a Mayapur, and very famous pastime, he was writing some books and he heard the sound of the dogs fighting. And then he asked the devotees, "What's happening?" Where devotees went and they saw the dogs are fighting with the children for some whatever food was there in the dustbin. And when Prabhupada saw that, he was very unhappy that Dham was his children and the dogs, they were fighting for a food. And then he ordered all his disciples that in 10 kilometers of the ISKCON centers, nobody should go hungry. And by his compassion, by his mercy, still today, lot of prasadam is served throughout the world, and people are allowed to take mercy of the Lord in the form of prasad. Then one time Srila Prabhupada was after doing his India tour, he went back again to USA, and he asked about Leelavati Mataji to one of few devotees, and he asked, "Where is she?" Then devotees told, "She is into the hospital." And then he asked, "So, and where are the devotees?" And the devotee said, "Everyone is in a temple or some services." And then finally asked, "Who is with her?" And they said, "Nobody is with her, Prabhupada. Everyone is busy with their services." And Prabhupada immediately said, "No, stop everything and go and give association to her." So that's how Prabhupada was compassionate to each disciple and give association of devotees and save them. One time Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, and he just entered into the corridor of Gurukul, and as usual Prabhupada used to sit and children used to come and offer obeisances, and they used to get Mahaprasad, they used to glorify Srila Prabhupada. And like that, one child, Prabhupada asked, "What do you want?" Every time he distributes some sweets, some prasad, this time he asked the question, what do you want? And he replied, "Prabhupada, I want Vrindavan." And Prabhupada, surprisingly, in front of so many devotees, he said, "Vrindavan is yours." So that's the mercy, compassion of Srila Prabhupada, even on the small child. Vrindavan, which is a property of Srimati Radharani, but Prabhupada could dare to say that Vrindavan is yours by seeing the simplicity of a child. And that's how compassionate Srila Prabhupada was. Then, one time Srila Prabhupada was in the Mayapur, and he was constantly hearing a lot of nuisance happening in Calcutta that time. And he was worried about what to do. And finally, one letter came from Calcutta devotees which was expressing like a lot of inconveniences and disturbances at that place and a lot of fightings. And they were really frustrated and they sent a letter to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, now the situation in Calcutta is very horrible. We want to come back to Mayapur. And Prabhupada sarcastically, with compassion, he says, you come to Mayapur, stay in Mayapur, I will go to the Calcutta. He's saying that, ki, now you are in a devotional service, this is instruction to you, should stay there. If you don't, you can come to Mayapur, but I will go to the Calcutta and do the needful things, whatever required. But many devotees took in a different way, and now also devotees show that later and say, see, Prabhupada mentioned that we can go to the Mayapur and settle there. But the whole purpose was Prabhupada sarcastically mentioned that now the service is available there, you continue and fight. Things will happen as per the time goes. But when devotees wrote a letter, he just compassionately said that. And so compassion come in a different ways also. So Srila Prabhupada's various pastimes, which explains about how he was compassionate unto all needy people. Another very important point to understand why association of devotees is important. So that is, the dirty things in the heart get washed away gradually. So that is also very important part of association of devotees. That as Sanat Kumara's praises Prutu Maharaj, my dear king, you already have an inclination to glorify the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such attachment is very difficult to achieve, but when one has attained such unflinching faith in the Lord, it automatically cleanses lusty desires from the core of the heart. So here Sanat Kumaras glorifies the Prutu Maharaj, and he explains how by association the heart is automatically cleansed and one can welcome the Lord into the heart. Pavaneshwar Prabhu very nicely explaining that day how we can allow the Lord to sit in the heart, and the nice prayer in the beginning offered by Dhruva Maharaj to invite the Lord into the heart. So by association one can remove all the lusty desires in the heart, cleanse the heart and welcome the Lord into the heart. So there is also one small story that there was one very big thief, a robber, who used to take away money and then kill the people. And one time he just heard a news that king has invited all the sadhus to the assembly. And then this thief thought, see, if king has invited, that means there has to have some gifts to be given to the sadhus. Because sadhus are invited, that means he is going to give the gifts. And definitely what sadhus will ask, they will, if they will ask or don't, king will give some money and some things to the sadhus, and I can take away all those things. So thinking in that, he just went with the sadhus, he sat in the assembly, and then king just announced that, why I have called you all sadhus? Sadhus went because king has called, and they thought there would be some discussion about welfare of society or something. But to their shock, the king announced that my daughter, she is willing to marry only with the sadhu. So I have just invited you to marry with my daughter. So please, whoever is ready, please tell me I can marry my daughter with him. And 15 sadhus in the row in front, they immediately left the assembly because they had no purpose to, they had only purpose to come to the king was for the welfare of the society, or maybe king is expecting some good instructions or needs some guidance, we can give that. But we are all renunciates, sannyasis, we have no purpose to come to this meeting because king has called for some other purpose, and all 15 of them left the assembly. Then king saw a few further sadhus behind, and they were in white. So it was confirmed they were the married sadhus. And they also came in front and told king, my dear king, definitely since you have called, we have arrived here, but we are already married. and we don't have any interest to get married with your daughter, and we nor have any interest with your property and anything. So we have no purpose to be here. So they also left the rows one by one and they get out of the assembly. Then finally, the thief was there sitting behind and he was just hearing. All sannyasis left saying that we have nothing to do here in this assembly. Then grahastha sadhus, they also mentioned, what will we do with the money? We have already our wives and everything. So they left. And with time, he also got purified with that statements and their renunciation and everything. And finally, king invited that thief. He was sitting in the last and he invited, will you marry my daughter? And then he said, see, all the grahasthas sadhu, all the sannyasi sadhus, they said, they have nothing to do with this money and your daughter. So what should I do with that? And he also left. So the thing is that even that association of that thief with the sadhus and the statements by what he heard while explaining to the king, what use with us of this money and all these your opulences, we are the renounced, that changed his heart, purified his heart, and he also left that assembly refusing the proposal of the king. So that is how, by hearing in the association of devotees, one's lusty desires get purified and one can receive the mercy of the Lord. So since there are many points there why association is required, but we will just conclude with what are the struggles and how to overcome that. So struggle in association of devotees is always a false ego. So because of the false ego, we take unimportant things. I will not explain elaborately, but just go with the points. We take unimportant things as very important and important things as not important or less important. There are many unimportant things in our life which we give a lot of importance. Like we get stuck to our idealistic conceptions. We get attached to our posts and the comforts, the property, name, fame, facilities. So there are many examples in our own institute and when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was there, where because of the false ego, even in association of devotees, devotees started fighting because they gave more importance to the things which are not important or they are of less important. And Maya always try to make us concentrate on these unimportant things only. And he either make us not to follow the rules and regulations of devotional service, or he makes us to misunderstand and miss the whole purpose of practicing devotional service. As there is a simple example given, like there was one devotee who decided to cook for a festival day, and he started preparation and he had a lot of plans to do, a lot of offerings to the devotee, to the Lord on that specific festival day. But in a process, when he was cooking, he was fighting for getting the ingredients. When he was cooking, he was always thinking, I am doing so many offerings, nobody is helping me. In the process, he was chastising the assistants also. Why you are not getting all ingredients? Time is passing. I have to cook on time. So he was chastising the devotees. And so many things was happening in the process of cooking. Finally, the offering time came. Offering is done. Still, his offerings were not ready. And he missed the offering also. So in the process of cooking, he chastised devotees, fought with so many things. And the whole purpose of offering or cooking it for the God has been lost. So Maya takes us in that way. When we miss the purpose because of our ego or because of our own idealistic conceptions or our attachment to our comforts and everything, we land into the offending devotees. So we should always conscious of not giving importance to the important things and give importance to the essence of the practices. And many a times we miss. The essence is to please Guru and Krishna. So we have to understand that principle. How can we please by our devotional service to Guru, Krishna and Vaishnavas instead of acting in a way by which we are offending the devotees or offending the Guru or the Krishna. We should be more careful to understand the right mood and the right purpose behind the activities. As Srila Prabhupada gives this very nice example, if we see the water source, and when you throw the pebble inside the water, it develops a lot of beautiful waves. And if you start putting different pebbles at different places, then it also creates waves and they stuck to each other and they fight with each other, we can say. But when one pebble is put at one place and we go on putting more pebbles on the same center, on same point, then beautiful waves keeps on moving on the water surface. So which means that if center is Krishna, the center is of the devotee, center is to please the spiritual master, whatever things you are doing, there will be smooth functioning. But when center is not one, then things are going to be get mess, because our purpose is not proper or our center is not a right thing. And another thing is, because of anarthas, we do not try to act on the part of solution. Rather, we always try to find the faults with the others. So the solution is, we always have, as a community, try to act on the part of solution instead of thinking the faults or the mistakes or the whatever shortcomings in the devotee, in the system, and in a mission, whatever it is. But instead, we have to always think about the good things available and make use of that. As one time, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was approached by one of the disciples. And he had some issues with one of the devotees, and he started explaining about that devotee for like an hour, like together explaining how he gives trouble to me, how this and that, he has so many bad habits and so many things. And then finally, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati asked him, have you seen any good thing in him? And then he mentioned about one of the good things, how that devotee is good in this. And then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, why did you say this good thing at the last? You would have been said that in the beginning, all things would have been solved. So the purpose or the whole moral of this story is like, if we try to see good things in the beginning, the whatever bad things, we can just put them aside. And instead of acting in the part of problem, we should act in the part of solution. Because there are shortcomings, there are mess up things in an institute or a person, but there are good things too, which are more important, and we should try to see the good things and avoid the those bad things which are there. And one more last story I will just quote for this, like when there was Second World War, and all different countries in Europe, they were fighting against the Germany that time. And it was such a mess, different 40 kind of people fighting together to win the war, because everyone has a different kind of climate, different kind of experience of fighting, different ways to go ahead and win the wars, and the different needs and everything. But still, all were together, keeping their all differences aside, and they were acting on the part of solution. Unless we come together with all differences, we cannot win this war. And with that one goal, they all with different opinions and different natures and different things, they fought together and they won over the Second World War, and the Germany was defeated finally. So if we keep our shortcomings, differences aside and focus on one goal to serve Supreme Personality of Godhead, then all things can be avoided and we can stay in association of devotees very happily. Already it's a long time, so we are past 7 minutes, so I will stop here. Sorry for the late. I feel it's already late, so we'll not have any question and answer. If somebody wants to comment, someone can give some comment or suggestion. If not, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Itai Gaur Premanande.